In professional football, one way to find out you're off the team are the dreaded words, pick up your playbook and go see the coach. It's another way of saying goodbye. And the man who delivers that coded message is known in NFL circles as the Turk. Commentator Frank DeFord takes a closer look.
In no other sport, when the coach makes the decision, is a cut so decisive as it is in football. In baseball, being cut almost always just means a trip back to the minor leagues. Good grief, you're still part of the family, in the same organization. Hockey's much like that, too. In basketball, being cut can merely mean a trip down to the developmental league, or even better, to one of the many substantial foreign teams where there's good money and beautifully exotic attractions to salve the wound of taking your leave from the NBA. But football. Perhaps the Turk should be better known as Brutus, for as Mark Antony suggested, his was the most unkindest cut of all. In football, there is no Europe or Asia for NFL rejects to find solace and employment. Yes, Canada, but the season's already underway and there's a quota on American players. And yes, each NFL team keeps a handful of the cutties around on what was once most colorfully known as the taxi squad. For an old owner who ran a cab company and kept his spares on that payroll. But pay on the practice squad is a pittance, and only in the NFL are salaries not guaranteed. Yes, when you are cut in football, you are cut off too. Football careers are also the shortest. It all ends so quickly. And worse, maybe too, you've put on too much weight in homage to the game, and now you're not only a has-been, but a have-fat as well. You are suddenly thrust back in a world where your body is out of joint. It's brutal when a football life ends. The Turk, the angel of cut, used to be some functionary on the team, the equipment manager, say, or the assistant trainer. In the modern world, it may be more impersonal, just a cell phone call. But the message is the same. Please pick up your playbook and report to the coach. And every football player understands. Even before he reaches the coach's office, he knows that his dedicated young life, all that he has loved so much, is over. Football is done, and there is no place to go to. You are cut.
Commentator Frank DeFord joins us each Wednesday from WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm David Greene.